This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. Today's story is The Mermaid with No Tail. It's written by Paralympic gold medalist Jessica Long and illustrated by Irene O'Callaghan. Published by Sounds True, Boulder, Colorado. Imagine a mermaid with no tail. Her name was Tatiana. The other mermaids wouldn't play with Tatiana because she was missing her beautiful tail fins.
"Tail fins are what make mermaids mermaids,"
they said, and swam away. Tatiana grew up with the sea turtles. When she was very small, her turtle parents found her hiding in a giant clamshell. She was all alone, so they took care of her and adopted her into their family. Even though she didn't look like them, the turtles loved her, and Tatiana loved them. She thought they were the best dad and mom in the world. Tatiana's favorite thing was watching the Mermaid Games, which is the biggest swimming competition in all of the seven seas. She cheered for the racers and imagined herself swimming with them. She told her parents,
"I'm going to compete in the mermaid games and wear the winner's trident shell around my neck for everyone to see."
One of the racers overheard her and said,
"You'll never have a chance at winning with no tail. It's just not possible for you to beat other mermaids. We use our powerful tail fins to propel ourselves through the water."
The other mermaids nodded in agreement. But Tatiana was determined. It wasn't easy for her to swim, though. In fact, she could hardly swim at all.
"I wish my tail could grow back like the starfish arms do when they break off,"
she said. The starfish nodded sympathetically.
"Don't worry," said Mom Turtle. "You will find a way. I believe in you."
"You can do anything as long as you practice, practice, practice,"
said Dad Turtle. Tatiana headed off in search of a coach who would help her. She had heard about an old shark named Phelpsy, who lived near the coral reef. Sharks make the best coaches because they are fast and tough, and that's exactly what Tatiana needed. As she approached the coral reef, she saw the old shark.
"I've heard about you,"
Phelpsy said.
"You're the little mermaid girl with no tail."
"That's me,"
Tatiana said.
"I'm going to win the mermaid games with you as my coach."
Phelpsy was impressed with Tatiana's determination and agreed to train her for the race.
"You will have to train very hard,"
he said.
"Many of the mermaids have competed in the games before and have been training for years."
Tatiana agreed to practice every day. Then Phelpsy told Tatiana something important.
"Think about what you do have instead of worrying about what you don't have,"
he said. Tatiana didn't have a tail, but she did have arms. Since mermaids usually have tails with fins, they don't use their arms to swim. Phelpsy taught Tatiana to swim with her arms like humans do. Her arms became her secret weapon. Phelpsy was a tough coach. He pushed Tatiana to swim harder than she ever had. Her arms were sore at the end of each day, but she could tell she was getting stronger and faster. When race day came, Tatiana swam confidently to the starting line. The other mermaids were pointing and whispering about her, but she didn't pay any attention to them. She knew that she didn't have to be like everybody else. The race official blew into a giant conch shell, and all the racers took off. Tatiana was slightly behind at first, but started catching up as she pushed her arms faster and faster through the water. She remembered everything she had practiced with Phelpsy, and she swam right through each obstacle perfectly. As she swam around the last obstacle, Tatiana saw her parents and Phelpsy waiting for her at the finish line. She gave one final push and crossed the finish line in first place. Tatiana had won the mermaid games.
"I'm so proud of you,"
said Mom Turtle.
"Your missing tail is what makes you unique,"
said Dad Turtle. Tatiana smiled as the winner's trident shell was placed around her neck.
"I didn't realize it before,"
Tatiana said.
"But the thing that makes you different is your greatest gift."
That was The Mermaid with No Tail, written by Jessica Long and illustrated by Irene O'Callaghan. It is based upon Jessica's real-life story, her adoption from a Russian orphanage, her training with the Olympian Michael Phelps in Baltimore, and her competing in the Paralympic Games. Jessica was born with a condition called fibular hemimelia that led to her using prosthetic legs to walk. But that didn't stop her from pursuing her love of swimming or her dreams of competing in the sport. As Tatiana discovers in the story, the thing that makes you different is your greatest gift. I hope this story inspires you to be limitless in pursuit of your dreams. A special thanks to my friends who read with me. Adeline as Tatiana, Dorothy as Mom Turtle, Ed as Dad Turtle, Amy as the other mermaids, and Kyle as Phelpsy. Thank you for joining us. I hope you'll tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.